The book of wisdom is filled with all kinds of pithy, pointed, refrigerator magnet sayings that we could put on every one of our refrigerators to remind us about life and our relationship with God. Prior to today, it's pretty well been passing judgment on sinners, people everywhere who don't measure up. But today's reading, it talks about what God does in his universal plan for each of us. That he's created such a thing that for any of you who are burdened with guilt, this is your reading. Because he says that all of our lives are just a small part of the cosmic reality of what God is. That God has a plan that's somehow bigger than any of us, but that each one of us, with all of our idiosyncrasies, our flaws, our blemishes, our failings, and yes, our successes, all weave into this marvelous tapestry of the universe and the creation of God. When we come to the gospel reading today, we find Zacchaeus. He's a tax collector, chief tax collector. He's the head of the IRS, okay? He's not particularly one of those people that you look forward to coming to knock on your door. And he's also short in stature, and so having had that problem all my life too, I know what it does to us. We compensate by being very direct. Have you noticed? Look at Napoleon. Look at anybody. But Zacchaeus today is looking to find out about this Jesus character. And there's a huge crowd in the way. It's kind of like driving into this parking lot. I thought there was at least another 200 here. You must have all driven by yourselves. There were so many cars and they were racing to get in here. And I thought, oh Lord, I hope nobody gets killed. And I saw an ambulance at the end of the street. So I prayed a little extra hard. I hope they're here. Needless to say, let's focus on this Zacchaeus because it represents each of us. I don't think we have too many tax collectors in the congregation. Don't raise your hand if you are. But what is not unique about this tax collector is that there's always some group or someone that isn't your friend, that doesn't agree with your politics, the way you look at life, the way you act, the way you behave, something about you. Maybe you were raised in a family where you didn't feel supported. For whatever reason, there are many of us that are short in stature without losing inches. We're short in stature in terms of self-worth, esteem, or feeling that we measure up, or feeling always that we're guilty, that we haven't done enough. There's any number of us that, for many ways, represent Zacchaeus. We're not worthy to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, or in the words that we say at Mass, we're not worthy that you should enter under my roof, O Lord. But only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Zacchaeus isn't even going for that. He just wants to see this character he's heard about. And in the process, he meets Jesus eye to eye because Jesus, who's on his way, says, come down from the tree, for today I want to go to your house and stay. He meets Zacchaeus eye to eye. Nose to nose, person to person. And what does Zacchaeus do? I'm giving away half of my fortune. And he was a very wealthy person. And not only that, I'm going to give four times anyone that I've extorted, which implied that he's extorted somebody. Now, four times meant 400% what was the original. 400%. This is a huge amount. He has had a major conversion at the meeting of Jesus, who says to him, as Jesus says to everyone in this room today, Come down from your tree. Come down from hiding. Come down from fear. Come down from self-incrimination. Come down from whatever it is that's keeping you away from truly serving me and celebrating me and being filled with my joy, because I want to eat at your house today. What would you do? Would you prepare? Would you be ready to invite Jesus into your house? Oh, Lord, I didn't make the bed. Oh, Lord, all those clothes all over the place. What would it be? We come to church week after week, some of us day after day. Are we ready, Lord, for Jesus to call us out, to say, I want to be with you? When you think of it, we can learn and listen and talk to all kinds of people in the week. And if you just think how many hours you spend watching TV or on the internet or yakking at friends, and then put that in comparison to how many hours, minutes you spend talking to the one who gives you life. You see, according to Luke's gospel, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was sent forth and recognized in his baptism by the Holy Spirit. He was sent into the desert and nurtured by the Holy Spirit. He goes into the synagogue and reads the scriptures and says, today this scripture has been filled in your hearing, because the Spirit of God is upon me. Jesus is nothing but filled with the Spirit of God, and he wants to come to each one of our houses. He wants to come to you personally and say, come on down off your high horse. Come off down out of your fear, out of your aggression, out of whatever it is that's keeping you a mean as a snake person, or a person that's living in fear, or a person who just can't seem to feel that they measure up and are worth anything, and allow Jesus to love you, to gift you, to be with you, to feed you, to nurture you, to sustain you, to give you life to its fullest. How great thou art is truly our God.